That isn't cranberry sauce, Artie.
Do you like what you see?
Penetration? Who's gonna be penetrated?
Why are there sharks on the moon?
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
Hey, it's Wish.com Eric Roberts.
The terrible Australian Bee Jemine.
We're being watched. Oh no, the actors have become self-aware. They know we're watching them.
Professor Science Badge.
All these actors are hard Canadian 30s.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That movie's so tight.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven. Everybody loves Craven. Especially Louise. Oh boy.
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
I bet you he made anal.
That's not how you should.
Adult themes.
I like how they're still wet even after the next day.
Then it comes back on and it's an ad for Wild Secrets.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Would you like to touch what you see?
Listen! I don't have anything to say to you except don't call me anymore!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
I got molested in the little boy's room.
Greetings, one and all. Welcome to Tubi Tuesdays, the number one Tubi-related podcast hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and an American. I am your host this week, Batch. Joined with me is the very lovely Super Marcy.
Hello, hello. Yes, we are here for episode 114 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Also joined with this, my spider bro, co-host of WebTales with me, the one, the only, Mr. Mark Chevalier. Welcome back, sir.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on, folks. It's been a while.
We've got a Colin coming in from hospital. Maybe. Uh-oh.
Maybe.
We had a run-in right there.
Yes. So as we've been joking, Alma, this technically is an episode of the Wrestling Tapes, right?
Yes.
The Mop4D podcast.
Yes.
So,
got a wrestler in it.
Any movie with a wrestler in it qualifies for a Wrestling Tapes podcast. So now we're doing it. We're piloting it on Tubi Tuesday, and then we're going to relaunch it as its own thing in the Pop4D network.
Yes.
You found us out.
Yes.
Spoiler.
You got two for one.
Yes.
So this week is my pick. We've had Roddy Piper. We've had who's
Edge.
In last week's movie?
Edge
last week. How could I forget Money Plane already?
How could you forget Money Plane? It's the greatest movie
Marcy's
ever.
Marcy's new favorite movie.
Yeah, it is. I loved it.
Have you seen Money Plane, Mark?
No, but I have seen the Red Letter Media video about it. So I have
then
a good
you've
idea.
Seen Money Plane.
Money Plane.
I've seen Kelsey Grammer comes off the Rumble, I think.
Or yes.
Something like that.
I'm the Rumble.
So this week is my pick. And I got a deep pull. I got the horror comedy Monster Brawl starring Kevin Nash and Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Woo!
I think
Big Daddy Cool.
I think they're two wrestlers we haven't done, like haven't had a movie with them on this show, so.
No.
Very
cool. We've done Punisher Warzone, but we haven't done the original Punisher, which Kevin Nash was in.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Yeah, the Thomas Jane one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had a Thomas Jane movie because he was in Money Plane.
Hey, everyone has alimony to pay, so.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, another Tubi-related news. Did you see on our favorite Tubi writer, film writer, screenwriter, sent you a link, this like a post on the X this week, Marcy?
Wait, what?
About the shark?
Oh, yes. Fuck, I just went, the... Yes, our good friend Ryan Ebert, who co-wrote, Jesus, I've gone blank already. Shark Side of the Moon.
Shark Side of the Moon.
Shark Side of the Moon and Tales of a Fifth Grade Robin Hood has written or co-written a new shark movie that I think comes out today or tomorrow. I've already, I can't remember the name. I'm trying to go back on X or Twitter, whatever we want to call it, to remember the bloody name.
Twix. It's a Twix. It's Twix now.
Twix. It is called Megalodon the Frenzy, and it stars Eric Roberts. So
yeah, boy.
If this shit comes to Tubi,
bingo right there.
Yeah, if this comes to Tubi, we're gonna have to call up Ryan to join us for it.
Mm-hmm.
I went so blank there, blah blah blah. But yes, this week we have no Bede because he's a film festival snob.
Mr. Ritzy.
Mr. Fancy. Mr. Critic. And our HR Colin, as you might have heard before, he's unfortunately in a hospital. And hopefully by the time this episode comes out, he will be out of hospital.
Get well soon, Colin.
Yes, get well soon, Colin. We are all thinking of you. All your Tubi fam are here for you, buddy. Who knows? He might try and join us from hospital. Don't know. he just can't rest. He just wants to be with his Tubi family. Can't blame him. We're cool.
He's like Randy. He's like Randy the Ram in the wrestler.
Yes. He's never given up, man. Oh, jeez. It's been quite a week. But
that's a movie. That's how come that movie's not on Tubi? That'd be a perfect one for this month.
Actually, yeah. Why isn't it? Because that does have actual wrestlers in it.
Yeah. Mm. The cat's in it. Ernest the Cat Miller.
Necro Butcher's in it.
There you go. Maybe it's not on Tubi. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just not on Tubi, but come on, Tubi, listen to us.
Spend the money.
So how did those at home follow along, Mercy?
Oh, God, this is Bede's job, and I'm terrible at it.
This is Bede's job. You too.
Yes, if you want to watch the movie along with us, you can find Monster Brawl on Tubi. I know it's on Tubi US and Tubi Canada, and we are watching it from Tubi Canada today. Or I'm sure you can find it elsewhere. And if you listen to or check our show notes, you can get Surfshark, the best VPN ever, which could allow you to watch it. We have a special link with lots of discounts and stuff. But yes, you can watch the movie along with us. When we say go, you start the movie, and we will let you know when we have ads, because Tubi is free and has ads. I think Batch has a sound for the ad. Maybe.
Yeah, so whenever you get to an ad, you're gonna hear a good old
yeah.
So that'll be the symbol for ad and a pause.
Yes, so you just pause it, and once we're back we'll let you know as well. I do not describe it as well as Bede, but there we go. You can watch along with the movie, or just because
If you don't know from by now, it's been over 100 episodes. We don't edit shit on this show.
No. We leave it all in. All in. Mostly because I'm lazy.
It's all gold.
Good, the dead, and the ugly.
I'm too lazy. Fuck editing shit. But yeah. So yeah, if you want to watch it along, or if you just want to listen to us, it's entertaining either way. But yeah, let's get the Monster Brawl going with Monster Brawl. I suck at this. I am not a good Bede replacement, clearly. All right, are we ready?
So counting down on 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and hit play.
And go. Whoa!
Raven's in this?
Raven? He's just the banner. Oh, fireworks.
There was a, I don't think it's still on Tubi, but there's this is a good candidate this month. It was a movie with him and his Saint Clown Posse. It was a ripoff of Death Race.
Oh, really?
That would have been a good one. Version? Yeah, I think it was the Asylum version.
Oh. Well, what is this? Oh, there's Kevin Nash.
There's Kevin Nash. Kev.
That's Swamp Thing.
That's me. And, hey, yo, it's me and Big Kev and Pac and Sean. Going down the road.
The kid.
Well, this just gets like straight into whatever the fuck's going on.
Yeah, these movies just don't waste any time.
They got time. They got to be off the clock by like 2 hours.
Yes. A film by Jesse.
Nobody better be going long.
No. No extra long promos, guys.
Dave Foley.
Shit, Dave Foley, is this? I don't know who Art Hindle is, or should I?
I think he's a Canadian character actor.
Robert Mayville? I don't know who that is.
Yeah, Kurgan.
That's Kurgan from The Oddities.
Oh, okay. There's Jimmy Hart. There's
three wrestlers in this movie.
I don't
know. Smoking Herb Dean. UFC ref.
I don't know these people. Oh, I know Kevin Nash.
Yeah.
He's Jack there.
And the voice of Lance Henriksen. So I've met someone who does a voice in this movie. There we go. This is just all like... I mean, the brothers Gore...
Is that Wolf Cop?
It looks like Wolf Cop. they're Swamp Thing, I think.
He's in a swamp, so...
Half of these are probably killers from Dead by Daylight.
So
it's the wrestling, it's the Def Jam Vendetta of Dead by Daylight.
Oh, there's the sexy aunties, Craven's aunties.
Totally.
He hired them out to Jimmy Hart, apparently.
Jimmy Hart pays good money.
You know, I reckon we could get Jimmy Hart for this show. I say that now and then never happen.
You might be able to.
I was still trying to talk Colin into trying to get Randy Quaid on his show.
It's in Canada.
So, is this like some crazy like wrestling event that's in the cemetery swamp thing? I don't know.
Yes. It's professional wrestling for monsters.
Yeah.
It's a pay-per-view.
Sasquatch Sid Tucker.
Okay, we got to make him in 2K.
Yes. I'm loving hair. our 2K 2B thing. I am actually I'm officially the 2B women's champion, by the way.
Nice. So if you're playing WWE 2K, and you can download some of our 2B characters, such as Louise Lasser and Melanie and Toby the Perpy Ghost and Craven and Louis Lasser. That's right, I'm in the game. I get 50 cents for every download.
Good job, Louis. You didn't get me that good deal. I get nothing. Well, what the fuck? Zombie man.
I booked him too.
Oh, did you really? Creature Conference. Cyclops. Witch bitch! Witch I need bitch. To make witch bitch!
Swamp Goat.
This is the Wolf Cop.
That's Wolf Cop's brother. There you go.
See, it all links back to the early days of 2B. Whoa. I mean, at least this promotion. Sorry.
Marcy, you gotta make that your new hashtag on X. Witch bitch.
Witch bitch. at least this promotion doesn't care. Like, intergender wrestling, whatever. I like it.
Yeah, they're monsters. There's no gender here.
No, we fight to the death.
Equal tights, equal fights.
Exactly. I'm just... How is Dave Foley in this? Wait. He's playing himself?
As Jimmy Hart. As Jimmy Hart. Yeah.
Yes.
Love it.
How has Jimmy Hart never aged? Is he a vampire?
I think he might be.
He might be.
He looks the same.
Might be undead in some form.
Did he even have a script, or did they just let him do whatever?
Exactly.
I think they just let him do whatever. Save them time.
What the hell was a forlorn fracas?
A fracas.
A fracas.
Wasn't he got part of the WWE roster in the early 90s? Fracas.
Fracas.
I love that Dave Foley's already drinking.
He's already drunk.
he's pulling a Jim Ross.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who's this guy? I mean, I've always been a geek when it comes to wrestling and monsters. You look like a geek.
Yeah,
he's a fucking nerd.
He's a fucking vest wearing nerd.
This Jeff Keighley looking motherfucker.
So, are they meant to be real monsters or pretend monsters?
They couldn't get the rights for real monsters, so...
They got the ones that were public domain.
Public domain yeah. monsters. What's with these bell-bottom pants?
You didn't get the memo that the 70s were over.
No, you definitely didn't.
Jimmy Hart's tired of his bullshit.
Yeah.
And he's ready to kick his ass already. Mm. Yeah. So who's he talking to? Is he a manager or...
I don't know. Is he like a creature wrangler?
Creature wrangler. Exactly.
Did somebody say creature wrangler?
Oh, it's our baby wrangler. He's back.
I wrangle babies and cobras and monsters. That's why I suck it. Yeah.
Damn. Is it hard? What's harder, to wrangle babies, cobras, or wrestlers?
Babies, they will bite you with the deck.
Oh. Damn, them babies are hardcore. Hardcore babies. Thanks, Jimmy. So, is this movie basically like a pay-per-view? We get the interviews and all this shit?
Yes, it is.
Who's this guy?
He says he's the gravekeeper.
Mind your own business, boy.
First of all, these monsters are woke.
These damn monsters are so woke. They've been eating rainbows, man.
Now, just to warn you, when this guy heard that there was some wrestling going on, he might show up a little later. So just be on your toes, okay?
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Would that be Craven's new associate?
It might be. Oh. We'll see if he comes in.
Oh. Craven. I mean, Craven's got a big head now that he's the 2B champion.
He is 2B champion. And I know that Bede's not here, so that means Louise and Toby aren't here. But just between you and me, I think he's going to fuck this wedding up somehow.
I think so. Probably will. There's going to be a lot of surprises.
Louise Lasser made him feel feelings, and he did not like that.
He didn't like that. Now, if you've ever seen a wrestling wedding, keep that in mind for our upcoming wedding episode in a few weeks.
Craven's going to make that look like... He's going to pull an Eric Bischoff. Did someone say 3 minutes?
Possibly they got Herb Dean for this.
He's just in front of a green screen.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking matches? I want a match now!
It's all talky-talk. It's like an episode of Raw.
It's like the first 20 minutes of Raw. What the fuck? Although this movie could end up being more like AEW the other day with a fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre match.
I will give that thumbs up. That was fucking entertaining.
It was so stupid. I watched it, and it's so stupid, but I'm like, you know what? Goofy wrestling is great.
They tried. I appreciate, like, the red lights in the back, and, like, when they're brawling through the back.
Was this, like, the zombie lumberjack match that WWE had?
No, this is better than that.
That was still really stupid. Some great CGI going on right now. I can't stop playing with my hair. If you're watching us on video on Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, you can see me playing with my hair for 2 hours.
Are we getting a vignette now?
Coming soon to the Monster Wrestling promotion. Cyclops.
Wait.
Distant growling echoes.
What? I'm so confused.
it's an Undertaker druid.
Yes, he escaped the Undertaker's, like, I don't know, house. Oh, okay, yeah, it is Cyclops. Enter. Mm. An urgent message for you, sir. Oh, wait, they're, like, summoning the monsters for a wrestling match?
It's like Big Brother. Here's your ticket to Big Brother.
You've been invited to the Monster Brawl.
Where was my invitation? God damn it.
You have too many eyes.
Mm. I'm not a cyclops enough. Oh, he's got a little box. What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box?
My training. What? What? Almost 3,000 years ago, I made a terrible. Wait, we're getting his old backstory?
We ain't got time for this. There hasn't been a match yet.
We haven't had a match. This is worse than Raw now. Come on, guys. I can see this was made on the cheap, but I gotta give him credit because it looks like it was made on the cheap, but it looks like they put effort into it, which I appreciate in a movie.
Someone needs to edit him, like, the montage to, like, the Rocky theme from Rocky IV, like, the training montage theme.
No, we need, like, the South Park one. We're gonna need a montage!
Montage!
Another montage! Oh, wait, the buzzards are here! It's old school Bray Wyatt.
Russ's bay.
Where to find at?
Is this Witch Bitch?
Must be Witch Bitch.
Because Witch Bitch versus Cyclops, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you're like dying of leprosy. Why are you spitting on the witch?
It's Sean Marston. He's got the dysentery.
Yeah, little person.
Oh, did you?
Is that a Hornswoggle?
Is this a Hornswoggle?
Is it? Let's see.
No.
It's Wee Man.
Could be Wee Man. Oh, he's got a little, like, cute voice going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's going to be a manager. Badass. Did you guys see, we talked about this, like, a year ago. A year ago? Was it a year ago? When did we do the trauma month? That was a year ago.
Oh my god, like. It hasn't been really.
Yeah, because I think I was still at my mom's, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, anyway. We were talking about that Toxic Avenger remake. They finally released a picture.
I don't think I'm gonna like it.
Why does the Tutu look as big as Peter Dinklage?
It's not Melvin. They changed everything.
Yeah, it's not what we like. It's not what we're used to. It's gonna be completely different, but I don't know. The picture just looks weird. He looks like a Tutu.
Watch this, it's going to be the most woke trauma movie ever.
The most woke trauma movie. Whoa!
Be woke? Wow, these people are all messed up.
Why are they having a boxing match in this, like, memory? What is
it's
going
the brawl
on?
For all.
It's the brawl for all.
Oh, wait. He's here.
Oh,
bro,
shit.
Bro, we're talking about the brawl for all, bro. I wrote that shit.
Oh my god.
Vince, oh, it's Joseph Russovich. It's Joseph Russovich.
What's
up, bro? How you doing?
It's not Vince Russo. It's his Canadian brother.
Nah, I'm his Canadian cousin, bro.
Nah, that makes sense.
Totally different. Totally different kid. Totally different person.
That's right, bro.
Russovich.
So did you book that Brawl for All fight, Russovich?
I did, but you know what? How I booked this, bro? They're doing this all wrong. First, you gotta start with the girls. You gotta do Witch Bitch versus Lady Vampire bra and panties match, bro.
Oh,
sounds sexy.
That would induce vomiting and get some tickets.
That's right, bro. People like the grossness and they like the boobies.
I mean, it checks out.
Hashtag gross boobies.
Gross boobies. What is Cyclops wearing? Did you put that outfit on him, Brusokovich?
This looks like a PS1, like, FMV scene for a fighter.
He looks like he's wearing Power Ranger fucking shoulder pads.
Right? What is this? skilled.
He's got a laser beam blast.
He's got, yeah, like skilled in gladiator Spartan combat. In fact, he has the ability
to eradicate entire villages with his special laser. That's Hangman Page in like 40 years.
I'm pretty sure Witch Bitch just has testicles in that bag.
Let's see.
This is the weirdest movie I've ever seen, I'm not gonna lie. Managed by Troll Trainer?
Why aren't there like 10 of these?
Right? Maybe we need to bring back Monster Brawl and make it for Tubi.
Yes.
We'll just play all the characters.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's only made one of these. Like, you just put a bunch of monsters in another movie.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many monsters. I'm sure
Hogan would have been in the next one if they asked him.
Oh, it's one of Craven's aunties.
Sexy Annie's.
There's another one. These are the top tier sexy aunties of Craven's.
These are the expensive ones.
Mm. Definitely. So...
Oh, Jimmy Hart.
Jimmy Hart just has the aunties?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's the ring announcer.
Oh, that makes sense. I love that he's got his, like, megaphone. Oh. Cyclops! Let's see. Hello, I'm Cyclops.
Roar! Where's his entrance music?
Yeah, they couldn't afford any licensed music.
It's Witch Bitch! I think Witch Bitch might be my favorite.
Witch Bitch needs pyro.
Yeah, pyro and ballyhoo, bro.
I'm totally making Witch Bitch on 2K. Oh, come on! We just want the match, goddammit! Wait, Witch Bitch is 34, but Cyclops is like 3,000 years old?
Oh shit, we gotta run in.
Is it our boy? Is he here? I think he might be here.
Hey, look at this guy.
He's live from hospital, but I can't hear you, bro.
Oh, you can't hear you.
Oh, now I can. Hey.
Oh, there we go.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, everybody? I'm not dead yet.
You're not dead yet.
Not dead yet.
How are you feeling, mate? How are you going?
Awful. I am feeling so shitty. But I look pretty well. I'm not gonna lie. I look myself.
Yeah. You look very good, but
yeah.
We just want the best for you, buddy.
I'll be back. I'll be back on Saturday. I should be home by Saturday. I should be able to do some wrestling.
Yeah. You let us know, and you speaking only do what you can do, buddy.
You came just in time into the match between Witch Bitch and Cyclops.
It's only taken 20 minutes to get to the first match. Only.
Monster Brawl. I can't believe you guys are watching this movie.
Hey, it's got Kevin Nash in it. It's wrestling month. It's wrestling tapes month.
Bro, listen. My next week, did Bede already do his or no?
Not yet.
Bede's next week and you're the week after, I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Just wait. I got a good one.
We'll give you some time to recover a little bit.
I won't be my very funny self very often. I'm just like, if I talk a lot, I get out of breath.
Yeah.
I can't smoke weed anymore, which is fantastic.
Oh, no.
I know. It's edibles for me now, guys.
Whoa, he's just taking a Twitch bitch.
I just wanted to say hi and say I love you guys and have fun watching your monster wrestling.
We will. Thank you for coming on for
thanks for the run-in, brother.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you guys I was okay and not dead.
Yeah. It's all good. We're glad that you've popped in, and we can see that you're okay-ish. I mean, considering.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got an illegal weapon.
Whoa, this is like...
international.
What does she have?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Oh. She just killed dead. Smoking beer. She's killed her. She just killed the referee, Herb Dean.
There goes Herb Dean. Whoa.
Yeah, he's hurt. Put the X up.
Somebody called Dana.
Yeah.
Oh man, this movie.
Is that Zombie JR?
It's Zombie JR.
It should be.
On that note, I'm gonna leave. I love you guys. I'll talk
love
to you.
Love you, Colin. Thanks for checking in with us.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, our poor little Colin in hospital. Our HR. Look, I blame us for him being in hospital, because being HR for the 2B Tuesdays podcast is a death sentence.
You do realize now with the HR department out what Bede's going to try and pull, right?
Lots of sexual harassment?
I mean, that's Toby the pervy ghost. What's Bede gonna
you should
pull?
See his file.
Oh, she's got the mist. Shit.
That was a puke. Oh, she's gouging out his one eye.
I think that was my first time meeting Colin.
Oh yeah, no shit.
Oh really?
Yeah. Colin in the bloody hospital.
Yeah. Oh, wait, he's prepping the laser.
Oh, shit! Witch bitch, come on!
It's gonna hit his finish.
It would be his finish, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Nope.
I don't like this match. He unloads on witch bitch!
Okay, that's blackface. She can't do that.
I don't know what it looks like. It's face. Melting face.
Yeah.
That's what happens. That's what your face looks like after you have a date with Art the Clown.
I love how Lance Henriksen's like the announcer for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Cyclops wins.
Cyclops wins. Wait, fatality. Oh, he's fucking going all Ultimate Warrior on us now. Come on, grub, kick his ass. I don't like this Cyclops asshole. God damn it, he punched his head off.
Oh, decapitation!
He punched his head off!
Killed his manager.
Oh, Lord. Hades? Where's Hades?
Oh, no, it was Witchfish's manager.
And Bede is missing this.
That's his fault for being a snobby film festival guy. I mean, I think he'd be especially disappointed he's missing the sexy aunties.
Yeah.
And because Toby is attached to Bede, Toby's missing out on the sexy aunties.
Oh, yes.
We all know Toby would ectoplasm all over them.
Well, let's be honest. We all know Toby's here in the corner, so.
Oh, yeah. I'm imagining he's ectoplasming on someone. Mark,
he's just choosing not to say anything this
you better
week.
Watch out for that ectoplasm.
It gets everywhere.
Oh, ad! Play the sound.
Oh.
Yeah!
We're at 25:15. Actually, took a while for our first ad.
L-A-9.
Oh, it's a quick ad. We're back. 25:16.
Winners.
And we're back. To the set of Night Court.
I'm not high or anything, and I literally thought that forklift was a robot at first. Fucking hell.
All the smoke coming off that forklift, I thought it was Rob Van Dam.
He's in the box.
Him and Matt Riddle.
Hey, bro.
Bro. Hey, Rusevich, you still here, bro?
Rusevich.
Yeah, bro, I'm still here. What do you want to know,
What do you think of Matt Riddle?
Bro, he's too small, man. Come on, you need a bigger guy. You got guys like Kevin Nash out there, Scott Hall, Hulk Hogan, bro.
There's a mummy.
What if he got a gimmick? What if he got...
I would make him the illegitimate son of Vince McMahon, bro.
Oh, okay.
And Vince would be pissed that his son is smoking weed all day. Perfect.
The shit writes itself, doesn't
What's
it?
What's this mummy? That's right, bro.
Was there ever a mummy wrestling character, or did I just dream that?
Is that the Yeti? He's gonna try and hump him.
Yeah.
Whoa! This mummy means business, man.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news on Channel B.
Huh? Fright at the museum. Mummy kills dummy.
Oh, Lord.
This movie's great.
King Khafra? This is the most, like, what the fuck movie. Now, usually, if it's
perfect for the show.
It is. Usually, I'd so not be into a movie where I'd be like, what the
MILF
fuck is
alert.
This shit?
MILF alert. Mummy, I'd like to find.
MILF alert. Mummy, I'd like to find.
I'd like to find.
But this movie has,
Give that guy a raise who's writing these graphics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
What is this, Van Helsing? Oh, okay.
Might be. Look, he's got some steaks.
He's got steaks?
Speaking of Van Helsing, I watched Renfield last night. That was fucking great.
How good is that movie?
That was a fun movie.
I am Dracula.
Love they team up with gangsters.
That, when that hits Tubi, we're going to have to do that on the show.
What, Renfield?
Yeah.
It's a great movie. If you've ever had any kind of, like, toxic relationship, you relate to that movie on many levels. What? I don't know what's going on.
I think he's looking for a vampire.
Did they have a vampire guy?
There's a vampire lady.
I've already forgotten, like, all the monsters we're supposed to be seeing in this movie. Oh, damn, it's like storming outside.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's raining here, too.
There's the vampire lady.
Vampire lady!
Vampire. Oh.
Bro, I would have booked Sable in this role.
Now, Rusevich, you were on a recent episode of Web Tales coming up, weren't you?
That's right, bro. I don't know why I showed up, and then this mod guy, he's like, yeah, I'm out. I'm going to take the day off. So I said, hey, I'll riff on some Spider-Man here with you, Batch. You're a good brother, Batch. Don't worry.
Thanks, buddy. You can listen to that on an upcoming episode of Web Tales coming soon.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'll tell you a bit of what it's like to be a New Yorker, too.
Mm.
Bro.
Bro.
Bro. Oh! Vampire.
Shot in the
chest. I mean, is he supposed to take the vampire to Monster Brawl? I don't know. It's happening.
That's not how you take someone to Monster Brawl.
No.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's how, I don't know where it's going with that.
He got bit.
But you just ran away, like.
Oh wait, we've got weight classes in this thing now. Middleweight champion.
Yeah, there's different divisions.
Who's checking these monsters for doping?
I love Lady Vampire. Totally making all these characters on 2K. I love the... I'm gonna box you. Immortal
contagious revenants.
Proficient
version of garlic. The
medieval knockouts. So literally, you just have to bring the sun to your match, and you've won against Lady Vampire.
Yeah.
The mummy.
I don't think the mummy's smart enough for that.
No, he just growls.
Mm-hmm. Roar! Roar, roar, roar. Mash. Feeble and frail.
Now, let me tell you how I'd book this. I'd come out there with my tennis racket, and I'd be the manager for Mr. Mummy.
Is that you, Jenny Cornette?
It is me, the Cornette. I don't like this Rusofikovich.
Bro, I don't like you either, Cornette. God damn it.
It was really me who did all the good booking decisions. You just take credit for all my great shit.
Nah, bro, you just want to do tar and feather matches and have people coming in a box, bro. This is not 1980s wrestling crap. This is Attitude Era, bro.
It's the golden age. We gotta have the
sexy aunties in that.
It's the golden age, all right?
We can't let people change the channel. We can't let them watch Nitro, bro.
I'm going to hit you with my tennis racket. You got to
see the sexy aunties. Bro, you said you were going to skin my kids.
I thought I did with my tennis racket.
Bro, you got to lay off the Wendy's cheeseburgers.
That's beside the point. What's with that mummy sign?
I think Jimmy Hart loved doing this. Let's be honest.
Jimmy Hart absolutely loved this.
Rob Van Dam is totally smoking behind the scenes there.
And that's how they could afford the smoke machine. It was just RVD.
Listen, it's like RVD, if we give you the snacks, can you just smoke weed all day in the back? It'll be cheaper than a smoke machine. Yeah, yeah, man, I'll do it, no problem. Hey, can I hang with the sexy aunties after?
He loves that life.
Rob's just about time to get his next midlife crisis.
Another two sexy aunties for RVD. I think he's Craven's best customer for the sexy aunties.
Kind of is.
Sasquatch Sid sounds so stupid.
Did they just shave him? Like,
there we go.
Why is she wearing an apron?
Yeah, this isn't even the same vampire that he has in the intro.
What is this?
It's a legit wrestling match now.
Are we sure that's not Nikki Cross?
She does look like Nikki Cross, eh?
Could be Nikki Cross. She's just kind of disappeared into the void lately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Whoa, Lady Vampire learned some wrestling moves.
Mm-hmm. I wish you could do intergender matches in 2K.
Yeah, I miss the old days where you could do that.
Yeah.
Like on No Mercy 64, Marcy just like beat the shit out of everybody. She'd win the Royal Rumble, goddammit. And it was great, because back on, like, No Mercy, you could unlock and play as the Ho.
Mm-hmm.
The Ho?
And it was the most expensive character to unlock. Dude, that sounds like something you would have done.
Yeah, bro, I was talking with the Godfather. I said, Godfather, you need to do something cool with your gimmick. He said, why don't we get some sexy ladies every week? Local workers, you know what I'm saying, bro?
Makes sense.
It made dollars, bro.
Dollar bills, bro.
Oh,
the mummy's not that stupid. He's got a steak right now.
Guess not, yeah. They gotta fix that mat, though. It's really,
We got no ref, so how do we know who wins? They just die?
Yeah. Whoever dies loses.
Come get on up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's me with the sexy aunties. I give them to the Godfather, yeah. Ian Rusevich.
Yo, bro.
Bro.
That's a good bowl line.
Love that.
That killed 20 seconds.
Appreciate it, Craven.
Oh, they're taking the turnbuckle. He's trying to get the turnbuckle off.
Expose. Oh, Sunlight. See, he's pretty smart, actually.
Yeah, no, the mummy suddenly became smart.
Yeah.
Now he needs to kick him in the balls.
I don't like this.
Or kick her in the ovaries.
Kick her in the ovaries.
And this, oh, he went with a spear.
I'm going to be very pissed Rusevich. If no women win on this show.
So, if I book you, I'm going over, right, bro?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, we got to do... people expect you to win, bro, so we got to do a swerve. We got to swerve the other way. I got to win, bro. I got to be the champ.
So, Rusevich is now the booker for our WWE 2K fed.
I think so. I mean, you're the bro, champ. One of the rings to go up,
I'll book it. Listen, bro, we gotta find a way.
I am the number one. I am number one champion in WWE 2K.
Oh wait, I think Mummy's dead, bro.
Did we finally get a lady who won a match, even though this is our second match?
This is how you push the women's division.
Exactly.
Yeah. Murdering mummies.
I was gonna say murder. Yeah. Is she gonna eat his heart?
I hope so.
Isn't it a bit dusty?
Be a bit old, eh? Blackheart!
Nikki Cross wins.
Nikki
Fatality.
Cross.
Friendship again?
What? Oh. Okay. Oh, we got the wolf, I think. Oh, we're in New Jersey.
I was gonna say they should have put vignettes of like of monsters coming soon.
All right, we got. Do we really need any of this build up? Like, we just want to see monsters fighting, guys.
We're even getting like character development for this dude. We have no idea who he is.
We don't know who he is. We don't know who they are, but whatever. Like, oh no.
Is that RJ? That's RJ City.
Who?
From AEW.
Oh.
It is! Holy shit, I didn't know he was in this movie. No!
Yeah, and his pregnant wife got murdered.
By the wolf, werewolf.
Is he going to fight the werewolf? Or is he
I think
gonna,
he is the werewolf.
Or is he going to become the werewolf?
Oh.
Oh,
he's got a gun. I think he's looking for the werewolf.
I don't know what's happening. Okay, I think...
This is his origin story.
Mm.
Yeah.
We totally needed origin stories on this. Mm-hmm. Whoa!
Like, isn't the werewolf supposed to only come out in the full moon? It's daylight.
It's you can't convince us. We've seen enough movies with this dark filter for nighttime.
Yeah, you can clearly see the sunlight coming through the trees.
But he bit him, so he's going to be the werewolf now.
Ah, okay. That explains it.
And then eventually he's going to put on glasses and talk with a Jewish accent and host a Sunday morning interview show on EW YouTube.
That makes sense. But it also is Wolf Cop's brother.
Yes.
Oh. See, I feel like this is easy to connect back to Money Plane because it's all organized by the same people. What the fuck is
Grizzly Planet?
Oh, it's the swamp monster thing. Swamp thing. Swamp thing.
Not
bro.
Swamp thing.
Yeah, the not swamp
gut.
Do we really need the backstory to, like, swamp monster thing?
With the Richard Attenborough fucking narration?
Yes!
Yeah.
The swamp monster. The undisputed king of all reptilian bog dwellers. Look at him in his natural habitat.
Technically, this would be another wrestler, because wasn't the swamp monster part of Best Friends at one time? Before AEW?
Sounds legit. What the fuck?
He's got a skeleton there.
Watch him as he cradles this skeleton. It's his only friend in the world. What the fuck's up with its mouth? What are you growling at, Freddy? Don't you like Swamp Monster? Hey, buddy, what's up?
Ooh, don't go.
Yes,
come on. Hey, that's my friend Billy!
Oh! Ah! Freddy!
It's me, Sensitive Victor Crowley!
It's Sensitive Victor Crowley! It's one of your best friends here. The Swamp
that's
Guy.
My brother, that's my buddy Billy!
Oh!
He's a nice guy. He likes to give hugs just like me, and rip your arms off, and rip off your head, and then hit you with a hatchet, and just show you how much he likes you.
Freddy, sit down. I mean, look, last time I tried to give you a hug, Victor Crowley, they had to reattach my arm.
Those are the best type of hugs.
Yeah, but it was like, it was fair, because it didn't cost me anything. I do have free healthcare.
I'd make a Colin joke, but it's too soon.
Oh, no.
I'll just go out on that one.
He'd laugh.
Yes.
So we got a swamp monster, right?
Yeah.
Swamp monster.
He eats drunk fishermen.
Mm. I mean, this is an interesting
swamp good.
I need to see what's up with this dog. I will not be long. Just gonna give him a snack or something. And we're ready to set up the next fight of the evening.
For this match, we have our first heavyweight. I get the feeling that those shots of Dave Foley drinking are just like actually Dave Foley trying to get through this.
Hey, Big, it's me, Baby Grave. Where the fuck is Big? Where'd Big go? This is usually the part of the show when Marcy leaves and I can stab Big for a while. What are you doing, Mark?
They needed somebody to come in, so they called me.
Oh, that's okay. I won't stab you. I like you.
Okay, good. Please no stabbing. I don't want to go through that again.
Hey, is that RJCD in werewolf makeup?
Yeah, he's a wolfbane benefactor. He's got ambulance things, damage resistant, and moonshine power-up.
Oh, moonshine power-up?
Yeah.
You know who's a better werewolf than this guy?
Surprise me.
Jameson. Old John Jameson.
Oh. Man Wolf.
That was
he just cut a good promo though.
Yeah.
The green screen leaves a lot to be desired, but.
I think Batch's green screen is better.
Hey, Batch had a cool green screen.
I gotta break
screen.
That out.
We need to bring back the Hall of Fame for this show.
Seven more patrons and we'll bring back the Hall of Fame.
Batch, how many subscribers to dress up as Swamp Gut?
That'll be 37 more subscribers.
It's a very expensive costume.
I'm not stupid. I don't set the bar low like Bede.
I know. We get one more. Bede's gonna have to crack out like 50 costumes. I apologize for any noise. I'm trying to just eat some food. The Howler, the Disemboweler. That sounds like a Rusevich bit of writing right there.
Listen, I would give the werewolf a different gimmick. Maybe he's a nightclub owner, bro.
I'm down with that.
You know what gimmick you should give him? He should be like an Elvis impersonator. That's a werewolf.
That's not bad, bro. We just got it clear with legal, so we can use some Elvis songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if if he can't get it covered, you'll just get you already have Jimmy Hart to write the music, the knockoffs.
That's right, bro. Listen, Swamp Gut, he's gonna be my super heavyweight, bro. He's gonna be like an earthquake.
You gonna give him a Mark Henry push?
Yeah, bro. Give him a big push. He'll be the new sexual chocolate. But he's more like green.
Green. Mud chocolate.
Green. Sexual green chocolate. That makes no sense, bro.
He's like a chai tea. He's like a sexual chai tea.
Oh. Bash, you know what? I think I'm going to hire you as a writer for Raw. How about that, bro?
You couldn't afford me.
Oh.
get Louis Lasser onto that contract.
Oh, okay. We'll talk terms. Again, it's a 7-year contract, 8 figures, and I get 7 of them.
Whoa!
Oh, splash. Well, that wasn't a frog splash. It
didn't look much like a pancake, bro. Freddy, you gotta stop being annoying. I've got my own little
So we're seeing some matches.
Sorry.
So to segue in a little bit of wrestling talk, so as we host our other show, well, we just want to talk about wrestling. That's card for All In is starting to come together. We're going to have ourselves a nice coffin match with Sting and Darby Allin versus Swerve and A.R. Fox. And last night on Dynamite, Sting went full Joker Sting.
Oh, yeah, I did say that. It should be, what is it, next week or the week after?
24th.
Oh, okay. It's gonna be a busy weekend for me.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is King Hippo and why isn't he in this movie?
King Hippo, that's a, yeah.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
I was gonna say that's a Punch Out reference.
Yeah.
King Hippo.
He had him in his belly, so his pants would fall down.
Just keep dropping elbows, kid.
Mm-hmm. Well, who we got? Werewolf or Swamp Gut guy?
$50 on Werewolf.
I'm betting on the Swamp Gut, bro.
Oh!
There you go.
Uh-oh.
He's gonna make him poop himself in the ring.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised in this movie.
Dave Foley's killing it in this movie.
He really is. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to go this hard, but he did.
He knows exactly what movie he's in.
Mm. Whoa.
Oh.
Damn. It's a good thing they did Monster Brawl on a full moon, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, apparently it doesn't matter. Oh, no. One of the sexy aunties is angry.
She's not having it.
I'm not happy. So where the hell is Kevin Nash? Is it just like Kevin Nash versus like Werewolf or something?
No, I think it's Kevin Nash versus the Frankenstein dude.
Pittsburgh. Dramatic music.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Kurt Angle's hometown, but he's not in this movie.
He was still wrestling for...
There's Kevin Nash.
Oh, I think that's Kevin. There's Big Kev.
There's Big Kev. There's Big Sexy.
I mean, we all know his best role is as a male stripper in the Magic Mike movies.
Tarzan.
And I was going to say Sexy Tarzan. Well, officially, Kevin Nash can now be in the 2B roster, along with, like, Roddy Piper, because, yeah, you know, we've done movies with him. Edge.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is change Kevin Nash's outfit in 2K to military fatigues.
Yes.
And a gray sweatshirt. And a gray t-shirt.
But I think he also needs his Tarzan outfit from Magic Mike.
I'd say dress him up as the Russian from The Punisher.
Yes. That scene is so fucking good. So, how's our old friend doing? It's a very dirty quarantine area.
Yeah, clean up the blood. Jeez. But you ran a tight ship, Kevin Nash.
Mm. So is this...
Turns out it's just incredible. It's there.
Just... Is it the zombie, or...?
I think so.
Oh. I'm gonna point my gun like this! What the hell? I mean, I guess he is, like, I don't know, massively tall.
Yeah.
But still.
I'd be like, I'd rather get shot than eaten by a zombie.
Mm. At least it's quick if you get shot.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Freddy's found his blanket.
He's totally gonna lock this guy in. Yeah, this guy's dead.
And he's dead.
Shooter! If this is all Kevin Nash is in this movie for, I'm gonna be so sad.
Huh, he was a good man. Oh well.
Oh well.
We got 10 more, though.
No, Germany.
And was just like, wait.
Dr. Igor.
What? So you like my weird German accent.
Yelled. Oh, I can see Freddy behind you there.
This is the Frankenstein monster thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm assuming. My workshop
here's Igor, so.
Creation. You know when we're, like, concentrating on the movie, we're somewhat invested in it?
Yes, exactly. Not as much bullshit on these episodes.
Yes. I mean, between this and Money Plane, we're, like, semi-invested in the movie.
See, you're talking shit about these promos, but you're invested in them now.
I'm trying to work out what the fuck's going on. Do you like my Frankenstein monster?
He was on Orphan Black.
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
He was the male clone.
What, the doctor guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Alright, so it's gonna be zombie versus Frankenstein with Kevin Nash in his corner?
I
think Kevin Nash is a manager.
Or does Kevin Nash turn into a zombie?
Oh.
I have no idea. This is the weirdest zombie fucking Nash movie. I'm actually really sad there's not like 20 of these movies.
They could have just cranked them out, like, with different monsters.
Yeah, and you could have just, hired whatever wrestlers, because, you know, they need something.
There's always someone who needs money.
Yeah, exactly.
Jimmy Hart will come back, I'm sure.
Yeah. This is my heart.
Father.
I think this is how Rusokovich makes his wrestlers. Frankenstein versus
Zombie Man. That's right, bro. I get the best parts of all the wrestlers. I put them in the machine and I say, bro, You're gonna fight for Vince, aren't you? And they go, yeah, bro. Bro.
Checks out. Checks out perfectly.
Vince Okay, so you're Vince Rusakovich.
Vince Rusakovich?
As long as the check's clear, bro, you can call me whatever you want.
Well, I'm calling you something different every time because I keep forgetting what it is.
You can just call me Vince, bro.
Vinny! This doctor guy is creeping me out.
But it's spelled V-Y-N-C-E.
That's... We can't get Jerry McDevitt after us, bro. Nope. Frankenstein has been reanimated
and deactivated several times throughout his lengthy career. Oh. He gets deactivated?
He gets demoted down to NXT, then they bring him up sometimes. Is that not PCO?
Like a battle tactic?
That's specialist. That's Pierre Carl Roulette.
These like things are hilarious. No, it's Igor Ra.
His manager, Dr. Igor.
You need to screen cap that. And put it on the X post.
On the post, yes.
Zombie man, you stitched up bastard.
You stitched up bastard. How much is it for me to get Kevin Nash as my manager? Oh, let's see what Zombie Man's got going for him. Indestructible.
Is that Corey Taylor from Slipknot?
Head cheese aficionado.
Ew. I mean, it could be Corey Taylor. Colonel Corruption? What does that even mean? Is that his finishing move?
It's like the Crypto Crossface? The Colonel Corruption?
So, after they win a match, do they, like, is it a tournament or is it just matches and that's it?
I think it was just matches, that's it.
I think
the heavyweights had a tournament.
I'm still sad Witch Bitch got killed.
Mm-hmm.
She was my favorite character of all time.
Oh, that was some lighting.
Now, we've got a bit of sun. I'm glad, like, I got to clean all my backyard before it started fucking raining. I don't like Frankenstein's chances if he needs help going downstairs.
He kind of looks like the dad from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh my god. Which is funny, because wasn't he in...
Young Frankenstein?
That's it!
Yeah, he was. Peter Boyle.
Peter Boyle was a great actor.
Yeah.
This movie just fascinates me. It's so bizarre.
Yeah.
Come on, Kevin Nash, get your guy to win.
Yeah.
I'm pulling for you,
get
zombie.
Kevin Nash in the ring.
Dude,
give him a powerbomb.
Dudes, guess what the budget for this movie was?
How much?
$1 million.
$200,000 Canadian.
Canadian.
Wow.
I gotta say, with that amount of Canadian dollars, like, it looks better than it probably should.
Definitely.
I'm kind of impressed that it looks, like, this decent.
Mm-hmm.
And again, why are there 20 of these movies?
I know!
Hell, at that price, we could probably finance another one.
Right? Tubi should,
right,
like,
to
get
Tubi.
Us.
Get them to make another one.
Yeah, Tubi should hire make us for like, Monster Brawl sequels. We got this shit.
Make that a Patreon tier. Like, $20,000 finance a sequel to Monster Brawl.
Yes.
Monster Brawl 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
And we'll get Eric to write it.
We'll get Eric Roberts to star in it. Oh no, Eric Roberts can and then Dave Foley what could be would the he be? No, they could be the announcers. We'll get Dave Foley
no,
back.
Eric Roberts.
Oh.
Eric Roberts can be Dracula.
Oh true. Yeah, he can reprise his role, yes. I mean, maybe Nicolas Cage will be Dracula, so we can have Eric Roberts Dracula versus Nicolas Cage Dracula. I'm down with this idea.
Might be too expensive with the Nick Cage.
He might do it. Maybe not so much now, but a few years ago he probably would have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of had a resurgence lately.
Mm. So is there going to be like a final brawl for Monster Superiority?
Yeah, like a Royal Rumble? Whoever's left.
It shouldn't. They should have just done a fucking Royal Rumble. That would have been sick.
That would have been pretty awesome.
I mean, technically, isn't Frankenstein and a zombie the same thing? Kinda.
Not really.
I mean, Frankenstein's just different parts, but it's still an undead thing.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah, but if he bites you, you don't turn into a zombie.
Hmm. Gotta do better than that, Nat, Kevin Nash. Come on, zombie dude.
High spot.
It wasn't very good. It barely hit him.
Meltzer's gonna give this 6 stars.
If this was in Japan, it would be.
Totally a Meltzer 6-star match.
Oh, I think we're getting some manager interference.
Oh, the doctor's coming in.
Oh.
Spank me cross-eyed, Sid. Foreign object. Get him, Nash!
Just powerbomb him.
Yeah.
He's got a little hatchet.
He's got a hatchet.
Axe. Oh.
He got that from Sensitive Victor Crowley.
He did.
Oh no, I think Zombie's gonna win because Frankenstein's all sad. Let's go, Zombie!
Father's dead.
Oh wait, maybe he's gonna get angry and win.
Mm-hmm.
Uh oh. Maybe that was a bad idea.
Peter Boyle's pissed.
He's firing up.
Oh shit! Yeah. Frankenstein power! Kevin Nash, you might have to fight Frankenstein.
See Frankenstein do a tope suicida.
Whoa. Did he win? I'd say Frankenstein won.
I'd say he won.
I'm very sad. I was going for zombie. So what is that? Frankenstein versus werewolf?
Looks like it.
I love Lance Hendrix's voice. Frankenstein wins. Curb stomp. But then we've got Jimmy Hart repeating who's won.
She's just mad because the sexy aunties have to fuck the winner.
Oh. That sounds like a Louis Lasser contract. Wait, all the zombies are coming in?
There's a bunch of zombies now. What's going on? What?
What is going on? It's a running. How did he summon them when his head was crushed?
I don't know.
Oh my god, it's the zombie lumberjack match. Good acting, Jimmy. Good acting.
Well, I'm scream.
So are they trying to attack Frankenstein's monster or team with him?
They're going very slowly.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It's like, no, go away.
Rawr.
Has Kevin Nash just, like, disappeared now? I'm kind of sad. Oh, no, there he is.
Oh, there he is.
Oh. You're not very good at reloading your gun, buddy.
I thought you were a colonel. How'd you get that rank?
How did you become a colonel?
Oh. Watch out, Dave Foley.
Dave, look at Dave Foley.
Dave, behind you, Dave. Behind you. Oh, no, he got Sasquatch Sid. Oh, better drink my drink first. How did that work? Uh-oh.
Oh.
But isn't Sasquatch Sid gonna turn into a zombie now?
Probably.
We'll have to see what happens.
Oh no, Dave Foley's just drinking.
Yeah.
I think Dave's
fuck this shit o'clock.
That's how they paid him. They just gave him booze. Just a scratch. Have we seriously had one ad for this movie?
Oh.
And we don't have long left either.
We had one. Oh, that's gross. They're eating Dr. Igor.
That's like the at least they went kind of practical with it so it doesn't look shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's that?
Yeah. It's the gravekeeper.
He's a much better shot than Kevin Nash.
He really is!
Yeah.
Why?
He was even a colonel.
My beautiful arms!
I couldn't have seen this coming.
Whoa!
Who put a wrestling event in a graveyard?
Yeah. Who thought that that my own monsters would turn against me?
Didn't they do that at WrestleMania, no crowd, AJ Styles Undertaker?
Yeah, Boneyard match.
That's it. I was trying to think of what it was.
And even more impressive, the Boner Yard match between Chad Too Bad and Sex Ferguson.
Boner. Oh, here we go. The final match for the championship. All right. Since when could he talk? He hasn't talked through the whole thing! And he's only said father! When did they learn to talk? Damn, this is some sick ass promos, bro.
Yeah. Promo of the year.
Hmm. That's a bit dark, bro. I'm pretty sure someone needs to make a promotion where everyone is a monster. Just make it happen. I want to see promos like this.
Bro, you want to put that together, bro? We can do this.
Bro,
we'll call it the MWF, the Monster Wrestling Federation, bro.
All right, I'm in. As long as I get to bring my tennis racket, we'll make up and be friends again.
Okay, you know what, Cornette? We'll work together, bro. But don't threaten my kids again, all right, bro?
All right, I'll just give him a special tennis racket as a souvenir.
All right, bro, we'll bury the hatchet. We'll make a lot of money together.
As long as Louis Lasser is our lawyer, manager.
I'll take it under advisement. Make an appointment with my secretary.
Sounds good. Dude, I think Jim Cornette might be drunk with how he sounds. I swear, he sounded better before.
The booze got to him.
Yeah, he's drinking as much as Dave Foley in this movie.
You know, Sasquatch sitting
drinking. True story, I've never interacted with Jim Cornette on X, Twitter, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he blocked me, and I just made a wholesome meme about him, and I never tagged him in it, but he blocked me for that. Holy shit, there's a title!
There's a championship belt just like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre title.
Yeah, build it up, Jimmy!
Yeah.
Although that title looks a bit too difficult to try and replicate in 2K.
Did it have a name? Was it like the Monsters Championship or something like that?
Alright then. So, who we got? Who do we got in this match? Is it the Werewolf of Frankenstein?
And you thought Undertaker's entrance took long.
And we thought the Bloodline took werewolf, forever.
The Frankenstein.
It's like if you put like the Bloodline and Undertaker's entrances back to back, you get Frankenstein's. 30 minutes.
If I had known that RJ City was in this movie, I would have seen if I could got him for the podcast.
Probably would have done it. I'm going for the werewolf. I think he's got a more tragic backstory.
I think the Frankenstein monster is pissed, so. Mm.
And I'm going for the underdog.
I'm going for the werewolf.
Oh, underdog.
Underdog. He's still dirty from the fucking swamp monster thing.
Going for Marty McFly's cousin.
He came straight out of high school.
Should be called Not Another Teen Wolf.
Alright, here we go. It's the match of the century.
Let's do this.
Come on, werewolf. Let's go, buddy.
He's gonna pull up some of all these lucha moves.
what training did he get? What wrestling school did he go to? Is there like a monster school for wrestlers, or
it's deep in Transylvania?
Oh shit!
Oh, he's not budging.
They're working the crowd.
Is the zombies the crowd at this point?
I think so.
They're more.
It became the zombie crowd. Lumberjack match.
They're more silent than Japanese fans.
Magnificent. Thanks.
I'm trying my best.
Well, you know, he would have won this whole tournament if they allowed her in. It would have been Martha the Robot.
Totally.
She's pretty badass.
Do robots count as monsters?
Yes. Martha definitely does.
Well, at this point, Martha's become a rogue AI in a robot body.
Mm. She'll probably be back in the next couple of episodes, too. That's what I hear. All right, come on, werewolf. I'm pulling for you, buddy.
So coming up on the next few episodes of 2B Tuesday, we have, as we lead up to the wedding spectacular, we got Toby the Pervy Ghost Bachelor Party at some point.
Yes.
Louise is going to have a bachelorette party. I think those should be on separate episodes.
Yeah. I think she's probably going to make me run it, so I'm a little scared.
Yeah. Ooh, you are the maid of honor.
Oh, do we have a figure four? We do.
Yeah. There's actually a wrestling match in this, a wrestling move in this match.
Yes. He went to Ric Flair's school of wrestling.
He did do a woo before that. So.
He's going to take those sexy aunties high flying later.
He's giving the old.
Yes.
Woo!
best woo-off ever. You know what was a missed opportunity? They should have put Scott Steiner in it, and they should have made him cut a mathematics promo.
Should have.
Because you got 33-2 chance of winning!
I don't think there's a mathematician on the planet who can solve that equation.
I mean, I tried, but no. Nah.
Mm-hmm.
Steiner math is... I can't. No. Oh, shit! The Sasquatch Sid is a zombie! Dave Foley, you better get out of there, buddy.
Yeah.
I had no idea he was in this movie. This is a very good choice, Bash.
This movie came out in 2011.
Yeah, shit. And no sequel 12 years later. What the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah.
We're going to have to do this. Even if we have to make it on 2K. Just start making random monsters on there.
Yeah, you could put like the Minotaur.
You know who was Witch Bitch in this movie? Mm-mm. What's her name from Impact? She had the makeup on. What was her name?
I'll have to look it up.
I can't remember.
Might have to look it up so I actually know who it is. Hold on. Do I have it on Wikipedia somewhere? Holly someone? Oh, yes. Rosemary!
Rosemary, that's the name. That's who Witch Bitch was.
Did she have a controversy or was that someone else?
That was Sexy Star. Who shot on her in a ring in Mexico.
That was Rosemary who she got, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, no shit. That's, there we go. Who's Kelly? Kelly Couture was Lady Vampire. But I don't know who that is. Try look it up.
Well, looks like Sid is dead.
Oh. Is that a wrestling name? Is just Kelly Couture?
I think that's just her wrestling name.
That was the vampire one. So who's playing Frankenstein? Oh, right, Kurt Kurgan, duh.
By the way, Frankenstein won.
So I'm like looking up who everyone is now because I've forgotten.
Same here.
Wait, did Frankenstein beat the werewolf?
He did.
Well, fuck you, Frankenstein!
He's dead.
So the guy that played the werewolf, RJ City, is played the mummy as well in this movie.
Ah. Is he going to wear that belt with pride or... Dude, me and Frankenstein got beef. I did not want him to win. I'm pissed off.
He's got heel heat with you.
He does. He Rawr. Does. Poor werewolf. What did he do to you, buddy? Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. This is such a Tubi Tuesdays movie, and I love it. Oh shit, oh, he's not dead!
He's not dead.
Come on, Wolf, let's go! Get him! Oh, get that title off him, buddy! Let's go.
We're invested in this now.
We are totally. Hey, next week I'll be watching wrestling.
I think this is a This is a qualifier for like movie of the year.
Oh, definitely.
For TV Awards.
I'm trying to get prepared because I gotta go because I'm seeing GCW versus Renegades of Wrestling next weekend. I haven't seen live wrestling in a few years since like pre-lockdowns and shit. So I'm like, I'm front row too.
I'm trying to talk Mark to go to AEW with his brother.
But it hasn't been officially announced yet.
You guys should totally go if they do.
It's not for sale.
I mean, even if you get back row because it's the cheapest, just go.
Because I wanted to go to Elimination Chamber, but those prices were ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, I don't even know when, like, anyone, like, one of the bigger ones are going to come back here. Because it's kind of difficult to have, like, a pay-per-view in Australia since it'll be, like, whatever o'clock for everybody else, unless they did it in the morning here.
10 a.m. pay-per-view.
I'd fucking go. I mean, we're used to a 10 a.m. pay-per-view. Like, that's when it starts for us.
Yeah.
Except for next weekend, when it's in England for AEW, and I gotta get up at fucking 4 a.m. or some shit to watch it.
It's messed up hours.
I know, I had to wake up early for a lot of them.
Just for the scope of that, what that card's going to be with the amount of people?
Yeah, no, it's going to be so good. I think just for the location and like their first time being there with something so big, like they're going to deliver on the matches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I watched was Forbidden Door, and I thought that was pretty solid for most of it.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, as he won! No, fuck you, Frankenstein! Fuck you!
These are like 5-year swerves.
Oh, bro, this is swerve on top of a swerve on top of a swerve. You, chokeslam!
You fucking booked this, didn't you, Rusofika Vukovic?
That's right, bro. I think you're going left, you go right. You think going right, going left. And then go right again.
And then I'll bury you in the dirt.
I really had my heart set on this werewolf winning the fucking match. What is this shit?
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a Dave Foley on a pole match.
I'll buy it for a dollar.
Oh.
I'm so sad. I don't want werewolf to die and not win.
He's going to pull a Victor Crowley.
Bullshit!
Yeah. Oh.
It is a Victor Crowley. He's trying to, you know, give him a
he's giving him a hug.
Yeah.
He's giving him a hug.
It's a and congrats a hug.
The werewolf is definitely dead now.
Oh, shit. This movie's almost finished already. Fuck you, Frankenstein. Me and you got more heat again.
You fucking asshole.
I love you guys.
Aww. Feelings mutual. Oh,
I will have to join you guys on some web tales sometime. We'll have to tee it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
There's only a billion more comics to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Frankenstein. Oh, shit.
Wait, swerve. Swerve,
bro. It's another Rusofikovic swerve.
That's right. I called my buddy, Kevin Nash. He said, yeah, I'll do a match.
Fucking zombie Kevin Nash. Let's go. Yes. Kick his ass, Kevin
the
Nash.
First title contender.
Fucking finger poke him. Win that title, bruh.
That's how it ends. The finger poke of doom on fucking Frankenstein. Frankenstein takes a bomb.
I should have booked that, bro. The finger poke of doom.
Are we sure you didn't?
I feel like I did. I think I called Kevin that day.
You called like Kevin and Hogan. I'm like, let's do this, bro.
That's right, bro.
Yeah, you tell him he shouldn't have that belt.
He didn't earn that belt.
No, he fucking didn't. Kick his ass, Kevin Nash, zombie. It's a growl off right now, guys. Wait, we don't watch it? Fuck you! Fuck you, movie!
That's a Rusakovich ending right there.
That's right, bro. You gotta pay for the pay-per-view.
Fuck you! Well, in my heart, Kevin Nash won. Oh, listen to this song, man. Let's go.
Another one for the bad guy. Well, that was Monster Brawl, folks.
It's not telling us what's coming up next, so I feel like there's an extra scene.
After credits?
Yes. I feel like there is.
That could be another swerve, bro.
This is going to be my entrance theme now. I mean, we've got like 3 minutes of credits. Like, can we fast forward and see what happens?
I've got cotton mouth so bad right now.
Oh, no, I hate that. Well, while we wait for this, I'll turn this down slightly. Excuse me. We'll wait for this bonus scene to show up.
And let's plug our shit. Yeah, so, Marcy, where can we find you?
All right, just look up Super Marcy on all your socials, whether it be X, formerly Twitter, whether it be Instagram, what else is there? Threads, Blue Sky, I fucking can't keep up. Twitch, which I need to get back on. I'm just Super Marcy on all the socials. Go to supermarcy.com. You can find all the 2B Tuesday podcast episodes, as well as looking up the 2B Tuesdays podcast on your podcast player of choice, or check out our link tree, the 2B Tuesdays podcast. For all our links, I need to update it because we got to add Colin stuff as well, but we've got Super Network stuff, we've got Pop4D stuff on there. You can look up After Dark with Super Marcy. I'm trying to get that podcast back on the road. The three of us will be on an episode when I get it organized. We're going to do Spider-Man 2, the porno.
That's right.
We got the second one.
Yes. We need to know what happened.
This just in. RJ City just tweeted me back. Because I tweeted RJ City that we were just doing this movie. And he tweeted me back, my apologies.
I'm going to reply and say, fucking loved it. 5 stars. I think we're almost at the end. See what this final scene is. But yes, you can find me anywhere. Just look up Super Marcy. You'll find all our podcasts. But here's our bonus scene. Let's go. Oh, it's Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy Hart's going to fight for the title.
Oh, shit. He's pumping his own, like, merch. I love it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Not Jimmy Hart! No!
Not Jimmy Hart.
Cold Iron 1-1! That was Monster Brawl. And yes, plug your guys' stuff. Where can we find you every week?
You can find us on WebTales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Also, subscribe to all things Pop4D on the Pop4D Twitch and on Mark's Twitch, which is
Disco162.
Yes. Excellent. Follow us on the Twixer at Pop4D and follow Craven's Twitter at CravenPop4D.
Yes, and hopefully we'll try and work out times we can Twitch together and play some stupid games. But go to the Super Network on YouTube and watch our wrestling matches. You can see Craven win the world title. You can see me win the women's title. Batch and Colin are tag team champs, and Beat is the hardcore 2B champ. So. But we might lose those titles. Who knows? It's a very competitive game, especially if I have to face Witch Bitch or something.
Yeah! 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 So excited.
Oh, yes. But, yes, we'll see you next Tuesday, everybody. And once again, we send our well wishes to Colin and hope he gets a lot better soon. And we thank him for popping in from hospital on this episode. See you, everybody. Bye.
They've been out there for centuries, lurking in the shadows, rotting in our stories and myths, and buried in our nightmares. For the time will come when monsters will shape the fortunes of all.
Good evening, monster fans in Canada, Newfoundland, and the United States of America.
Dave Foley, Art Hindle, Robert Maye, Kevin Nash, Jimmy Hart, Herb Dean, Jason Brown, featuring Cyclops, The Mummy, Lady Vampire, Zombie Man, Witch Bitch, Swamp Gut, Werewolf, Frankenstein. Eight legendary monsters from around the world summoned to the ring to determine the most powerful monster of all time.
I'm gonna be late for the monster brawl!
It's the ultimate fight of the living dead.
He's gotta throw everything at this fat son of a bitch!
Monster Brawl.
Anyone who watches Monster Brawl is going home in a body bag.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.